You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to another edition of the Flavors Show. I am your host, Zen Braswell, Master Zen, Zen Master, he of many names, I guess. And to my right, I have my co-host, Miss Tyshia Pope. Like Olivia Pope, you know, I think.
Wow, that, really?
Yeah, I put you out there.
You was about to say mama, though. I heard that.
Yeah, I know. It's always struggling. Mama. You'll always be mama to me. Mama Ty. Mama Ty. We are, a couple more people will be here, but we want to get right into this topic. I know a lot of you can relate to. I think we probably have some experts in our on our show to talk about it, at least starting off. Why people, I didn't say men, I said why people cheat, and we're also going to try to define roles in relationships, which is a different topic altogether. So I am a self-professed cheater. I've cheated before, so I think that makes me an expert on this topic. And from your understanding, you've been cheated before.
I've been cheated on.
Yeah.
Yes.
You shared that with the three people watching before. So, you know, you said that you were cheated on. Uh-huh. Right. So that makes us experts on this topic. That gives us, you know, enough to discuss this in a very, very, very well way. So I want to go back to the difference between men and women to understand why and so we cheat. So from a man's perspective, I think I said this when we were talking off air a couple of days ago. Men are physical and women are emotional. That's the basis of it. Even though some women can be as physical as men and some men can be bitches. Or, I mean, as emotional as
emotional?
Men. Oh, my fault. I'm sorry. My fault. I didn't, yeah, emotional. Yeah. So, it goes both ways, but for the main part, I guess you were really, you know, men are physical. So men are, society builds men to be like conquerors, right? You know, they conquer land.
Words of black bullshit, but keep going.
Let me just get my point.
Get your point.
Yeah. And, you know, so it's that whole mentality to go out
whole
and conquer.
Whole mentality or whole?
Whole.
Whole. Make sure you.
Could be a whole, but I mean whole
mentality.
Mentality where they feel like they have to go out and conquer new and different things. Women. I mean, you know, not, I mean, women are along in that category with land and business. So that's the whole mentality that society gives to men.
So it is like collecting women like you collect watches? Each woman is a little different. Each watch is a little different
as well. Yeah. Bullshit. So I mean, each has a different tick to
they
it.
Have,
I mean, it's
they
just
have,
they all tell time.
They all tell time. But one tell time a little different.
It's a little different. Uh-huh. You know. So it's the same thing. That was good. I like how you did that. I could work with that analogy. But no, I mean, I'm just saying. So there is never a reason to cheat. I will say that.
But
it's society. Society gives men an excuse.
That is society, yeah.
Dave, anytime, man. I see your eyebrows run. Anytime, man. You know. Come on in. There you
show,
go.
Show the voice.
The voice. One time. No longer.
No, so I think we talked about this on one of the earlier shows. There's the, in fact, I'll find it again quick. It's the comparison of men and women. Yeah, sorry.
How you gonna make the mistake and not be like that? Yeah.
Well,
I should. You're right. Yeah, so it's the men are like Bluetooth, connected when you're nearby, but searches for other devices when you're away.
Damn.
Women are like Wi-Fi. She sees all the available devices, but only connects to the strongest one.
There yes, you go.
That is awesome.
That's a good analogy. That's a good analogy.
Leave it today.
Yeah, right, for sure. And I think, you know, again, it's not right, but it definitely happens. And it happens shorter because of, wow, this is going to be hard. Women. Yeah, because men are very simple creatures, right? I mean, men are very simple creatures, you know what I mean? We don't need a lot. But what we do want and what we do live for is the attention and the affection of women.
And but you get that and you still look to hoism.
For more. Yeah, I felt you was going to say that. We get that, but we still look for more. Because, again, it doesn't take much to turn us on or to, you know, gather our attention.
So simple ain't simple.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. I mean, it's just like right now, the most important leader you could ever think of could be holding a diplomatic conversation and sitting there and talking. And if an attractive woman walks by, he's going to look.
Conversation is done.
Yeah, I mean, everything, because that's a man's attention level is like, near I say, like a dog.
Ball.
But you put a group of women sitting around talking, and Jason Momoa goes walking by. That conversation's grinding to a halt.
Yeah, I would say that.
It depends.
I would say that, but okay, you're a woman, yeah.
No, it depends on the mentality of the woman or what they're looking for. That's not happening for me. I mean, like Dave said with the Wi-Fi deal, if I'm set for that person, I'm set. I go hard. I'm going to rock hard with you. But the minute you fuck up, you got your chance. It's a wrap. You've opened that door for me to now explore. Door to explore, and I will explore.
Door to explore.
I will explore.
Door to explore.
Yes.
All right. See how she threw that in there. All right, Dora. I mean, if that's the case then, so do women forgive men when they cheat?
Absolutely. Too many times. Too much. However, I'm going to keep my options still very, very open. I'm still not going to close off because I know your potential of what you're going to do. I mean, like we were talking about the other day in the van.
We work together. Let's put that on. We were just not in the van. We just want to put that on. You know?
For me, I'll take a lot. I'll take a whole bunch. Like a dummy, I told y'all before, with me getting married. So the signs are there. It's across the wall. You see it in plain English red writing. However you choose to overlook some things, oh, it'll change. Or he has to slip up. It's human nature or whatever. However, when we finally take enough and that pot boils over, it's no comeback for that. It's no more. But in the midst of all the bullshit, you'll stay. You'll work it out. Me, on the other hand, has that other person sitting on the side ready to go. Now, I may not be attracted to them. I may not want anything with them.
Break glass. Right.
Break glass. Right. You know, there you go. You got that person to kick it with. Right. It's always somebody to talk to. That two halves equals that whole, I guess, for me. And where I can't get that complete person, I got the other one. Not sexually. It's more so whatever the missing
he
link
just come
is.
Through and cut the grass and want to.
Yeah, because people are crazy. So why not deal with what you know you have versus
the devil you know?
Go snooping around somebody else's garden and you know then they're the same crazy as the other crazy or worse.
Well, but I think like basically just to build on what you were saying before, I think that's probably pretty accurate that men cheat because of physical reasons. Women mostly because of emotional.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure. I agree with that. 100%. 100%. And what you said, that allows men to get away with more. So that's, again, going back to the point that it's your fault. Because you forgive them and you keep them around. It's I blame it. I'm not taking no responsibility for this at all. Not at all. No, I'm just joking. No,
I mean, but that is absolutely that is correct, though.
Because women expect men to cheat.
Yes. There's no such thing as monogamy.
Expect them to? Really?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You got a voice down there. Hey, you can jump
you
in this
expect
suit. Hey.
The dog to see a new ball and a bone and go for it. They're not faithful to that one. They got plenty of toys, right? Dogs. What did I tell y'all? Dogs leave their shit in the open. Cats cover it up.
I agree. And I think that expectation is the difference because a man doesn't expect his woman to cheat.
No.
So that's why if a man
I've been told
is cheated
that, absolutely.
On, you know, it's like a bombshell. You know, it's like
fuck the whole world up.
Everything
done.
Is, yeah, really, I agree with that. The expectation is different. It's like.
But why have that expectation? If you're able to do what you want to do, why do you have so many restraints on a woman?
Because. Because no man wants to imagine.
Do as I say, not as I do, world.
Yeah.
No, that's no not man. It.
Say
listen,
it was right.
We work now, we clean. All the roles are the same, so why not?
Are they the same?
Are they may roles? Not be the same, but the roles are the same.
The roles are the same? Okay. I mean, because we want to get into that, because that, again, that leads to it. Because if a man feels like, I'm just saying, not me.
He already said that he was one of those.
Not me. But if a man feels like he's taking care of everything, you know, if he's the breadwinner, you know what I mean, in the household.
It's okay for him to cheat?
I think he thinks his expectation is
there. So what if the woman is the breadwinner? She's top dog in the house.
It don't work. I'm just joking.
You said something, bitch, was around.
No, but I mean, that's a question. So that's a question. I'm not saying it is. That's a question. Does that have a difference on whether or not, you know, you have the right to?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
No? You'll get a weekend pass if you're the only one in the?
No.
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 No. Let's see,
and I never understood the whole weekend pass, you know, hall pass.
Hall pass.
Because here's the thing, and this kind of touches on something. You said it, like, once you open a door, you don't get to choose when it closes.
Just in time as we open the door.
Like you can pick you can pick when you open a door, but you don't get to pick when it closes after that, and that's the issue.
See?
That's
unless
true.
Y'all have that understanding at the beginning, which is what a lot of people are getting into, that mutual understanding that you do you, I do me, we meet together, pass, don't cross, or we do it together, and it's all fun and well.
So is that a relationship, though?
For some, yes.
It's a sort of relationship.
That's a situation.
They come home. It's a situationship.
Situationship.
Yeah, they come home to each other, or they do both together.
And so they're allowed to do others and do at home.
Yep.
That's a winning. I mean,
that's a winning situation.
Oh, so could be,
mama.
So yeah, jump right on in. This is the great Miss Sharonda Edgers.
Hello.
Oh, Edge. Not giving out government.
Your chair's really low.
I'm fine.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're talking about.
Like you were sitting at the kids' table.
Right.
All right. Good.
We're talking about cheating. Why do people cheat?
You didn't get to.
I did.
And I brought to the table that men are physical.
He said they're simple. Very
physical
simple.
And simple.
They need one
and
thing.
They think about conquering. Society paints a picture that a man is a conqueror. You know, like, in everything they do, they conquer land, business.
Women.
And women. Hey, you know, this. So okay. Society paints a picture to describe us as if. And I also brought out here what you would think would be very good, that women are the reason that men cheat.
I would think that's good.
Yeah, he did say it was all my fault. Yep.
I said because they expect them to.
We expect them to cheat. I said yes.
I don't.
You don't?
I don't. I'm actually shocked every time it happens.
Every time it's shocked, you had no idea.
Like, what?
But isn't that why that in some ways that you look for signs? You look for different things that may.
I don't know if you look for signs, but when you get an intuition or when you get a feeling, then that's when I start looking. Other than that, I don't do phones, emails, any of that stuff.
So if you're.
My gut.
Left a phone right here. It was just right there.
It can be right there.
I mean, but the old saying is whatever's done in the dark will make its way to the light.
For sure.
So like her, I don't search. However, when it comes, then that's when you start.
When you get a clue,
let it unroll. The toilet tissue roll just.
What's
hit
a clue?
The floor.
What would be a clue that a man is cheating?
Well, I got one for you.
So
for my situation was.
This is talk show here. We're going to give him all the dirt that we know.
I have planned my ex-husband a surprise party.
Okay.
So at that point, he was toe up, done. Beyond the point of being fucked up. So his cell phone kept ringing and the person would go to voicemail and it would stop. So I knew you heard on the voicemail, my daughter would say, my daddy's not home, lay you, bye-bye, whole deal, right? So the person who keeps calling, that's an indication it's an emergency. So I know some of his boys had his cell phone and not the house number. So I'm like, damn, maybe something going on because a lot of people was at the party. So I grabbed the house phone, I dial the number back. So I get a hello.
Mm-hmm.
damn, okay. So I'm like, she's like, well, you ain't got no business calling this number. I said, well, for one, let's back up. The ring on my finger and my last name entitles me to. I said, you keep calling will indicate that this is an emergency. So I'm just trying to see what's going on. So she got to talk and I said, well, let me stop you. I said, one thing's for certain, two things for sure. He drinks, he gambles, and I have his first child. I said, the house is mine, the car is mine, and if I put him out today, baby, he has to come live with you. Let's start there. Never disrespectful. I said, I hope he's paying some bills. Don't let him just get your hair and your nails done. I said, because it costs a lot. You know, spraying your legs, that's some bullshit. I said, but let's run back. We went through a whole deal. So I talked to her. I said, baby, I said, I've heard your name before, but I'm not going to search for you. I said, so I told her name. I said, so when I wake him up in the morning, because he's fucked up right now, I said, I guess I ruined y'all plans. Y'all were supposed to meet up tonight. That's why you keep calling. I said, well, your boo is asleep. He's knocked out. He's done. So in the morning, I'll let him know. So in the morning, I politely tapped him on the shoulder. I said, hey, guess what? I said, I got witness because I had my best friend on the phone. I said, I talked to Danielle. And I guess y'all had plans tonight. I messed it up. My bad. I said, well, let me tell you what I told her. I said, I told her that, you know, you drink, you gamble, and I have your first kid. The house is mine. The car is mine. And when I put your ass out, you have to come stay with her. And you don't have shit to take with you but your nuts. So let me explain. I told her, I said, I never was never disrespectful. I never called her out her name. I told her, just don't let you get your nails done, pay some bills and the whole nine. I said, so I'm headed to work. You have a good night. Told her the whole conversation. I left and went to work. Got to work. I'm not a drinker. Started drinking. And this is when I was working at the casino with one of the bartenders. I was a cocktail server. Got real full. Came home. Hit him on the shoulder like, you got to raise the fuck up. Like, right now. Right now. He decided he didn't want to leave. Went through a whole little spiel or whatever. And he stayed there. I let him stay. You sleep on the couch. You stay with your kid. You do you. You got a short window and you got to get the fuck about the house. So I'm not rude. I'll give you your time to hang yourself. But that was the initial of her starting it. I didn't dig for anything. And people in the casino were like, oh, my God, you didn't know. No, I didn't know. I mind my own damn business. You know, people talk. They always looking to start shit. But until it finally uppercut me in the face, then no, absolutely not. And that's just like the whole deal I told y'all with every girl in my wedding minus two. And it was like a party of seven on females. They were all his friends, and half of them he had screwed. So, again, dumb, retarded on me. Everybody was, I just went part of the secret. So, yeah, no.
That was a different again, side of Ty. All right.
Oh, okay. I told y'all I'd been through some shit.
Yeah, you good on this topic, huh?
Yeah. You're really, really good.
You could have carried this show by yourself. What else? Give us some more.
It's too much. Right? No. Hey, okay. I've had my level of bullshit.
All right. So how about you? What drove you to that point? I mean, because, again, the reason I chose this topic, because we all have experience. You two have been cheated on, and I'm a professed cheater. Yeah, it could be a better topic for us.
I mean, so I think the topic was what drives people to cheat, right?
Why do people cheat?
So I'm not sure why people cheat, right? I just know about the outcome after the cheating, right? So I've never cheated, so I don't know why people cheat. But
you've never cheated on any of your...
Never. No, I've been married twice and had a couple relationships. No, I've never cheated on them.
Well, first, we got to define what's cheating. Because
boom.
Let's back up. Because when I talk to people, cheating is, you had a conversation. That's not your boy. Right. This is this. So it's not... Cheating is just not sexual. It's...
So what is cheating?
So I mean, definitely, like some infidelity, just sleeping with another person to me is cheating. I mean, there's an aspect of emotional cheating. You know, if you are constantly on the phone with a person, day in, day out, you all have shared emotions. Y'all saying I love you. That's cheating too. Whether or not you know you.
But what if it's no I love you shared?
But everything else, they talk every day.
They talk every day.
I mean, so I have friends that I talk to every day.
Fall asleep on the phone.
So would you allow your husband to have a female best friend?
Yeah, because I have a male best friend.
I would. I have no problem with that one. Yeah.
I mean, they hung out. They have lunch like maybe daily, 2-3 times out the week. They hang out. They go out.
That's
when y'all
a relationship.
No, that's
a friendship because I've had people say, like, you and Zen must be talking.
Right.
Because we go out for lunch almost every other day.
But you at work together.
Right.
That's my work husband, they'll say. Although you're not. I mean, you like a brother. Right. So,
okay.
Yeah, I've had people who say that, me and Zen.
That's where it throw me off of it. Good one. I forgot who I'm messing with. Good one. All right, so best friends, they talk as long as no I love you is mentioned.
But you love your, some people love, I love my best friend.
I do say I love
you. So you married to your, you married to your husband, and he's talking to his best friend, and he hangs up the phone with every night. I love you. You okay with that?
So I don't say I love you every night to my best friend, but I have said it to him often. Like, hey, I love you. Talk to you later. And it's the same. You know what I'm saying? But it's not every day.
Now, if it's every day, that there's something a little different.
Yeah, if it's every day, then there's a connection there.
Not unless that person was automatically a I love you person to everybody.
Right. Because my brother is like that. He says, I love you every time we hang up the phone. I can talk to him 3 times a day. Every time that day, it's I love you.
Okay.
So.
It depends.
So, infidelity. Kissing?
Oh, you can't kiss.
That's cheating. I mean, what if it was a lapse moment? You know,
You know what? That's
it just happened.
That's why I can't wait. I'm gonna do all these things and just ask, is this cheating? So, of course it is. It's cheating if you kiss him. Yes.
So I was told talking on the phone is cheating.
Talking on the phone is cheating. Is it though? Do you agree with that?
I say no. Okay. However, but I was told that way.
Really?
Depends on what the topic is. I mean, so if you're talking on the phone and y'all get to talking about sex every time y'all on the phone, then...
Nothing sexual. When I say the conversation, it's merely like a best friend, but they haven't been given that place of saying, hey, this is my best friend. Now, they may have liked me, but I didn't like them. I
would still put... So if somebody likes the other person, then it's eventually going to head towards, you know, that road. Even though you're committed to not doing it. He going to be pressing. Or and vice versa, she's going to be pressing.
If one person is attracted, then eventually he's going to or she's going to act upon their attraction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fine.
So you were cheating, huh?
I guess so.
Hey, listen, I told you my pot boils over, so what's good for you is good for me. So
I like it.
I just haven't, I haven't committed the ultimate sin of being sexual. Nothing sexual. Nothing's done on my part either. If you send me flowers, then great. You send me an edible arrangement, then great. All I did was talk to you on the phone.
Awesome. No, you can't do that. That's you can't send you flowers.
So if you accept, gifts.
Yeah. That's cheating.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Yes, definitely.
So I remember I was talking to this one guy. And I mean, it was his standard. Like, you know what? You still married. I don't think your husband would want me to send you. And I'm like, no, I'm separated. You know, we're about to be divorced. And he was like, well, when you get divorced, come talk to me.
So you were cheating.
I guess.
By your own
but opinion? No, he would not.
Oh, he wouldn't do it.
No, he would not.
So he wouldn't allow you. But you thought it was all right.
I can't speak on
that. I was separated. Living in separate houses. Yes, okay. I thought it was all right.
Okay. That's cool.
Gotcha.
That's cool.
So cheating,
right?
Sleeping with another person, kissing another person,
kissing,
talking on the phone, accepting gifts.
Damn.
So you can't do nothing. You just can't.
I mean, so there's a very fine line.
It is,
you know, and you have to walk that fine line with integrity.
So here's one reason, not the number one reason, but one reason that men cheat. Drum roll, silence.
Not enough sex from their partner.
Yeah. When she starts cutting off the sex, when she starts using sex as a negotiating tool, you know, you was late on no bills, you ain't getting no sex. Or you cut off this week because I got an attitude. So anytime that happens,
men look
there's
elsewhere.
A 50-50 chance that he's going to go somewhere else for what he's not getting at home.
But how
what
about
if
you just...
It's never cut off.
I ain't say that. You changed the
time. But I'm saying, it's not a cheat. How about you just say, hey, you're not providing the needs that I want, so if that doesn't happen, I'm going to look elsewhere.
Imagine saying that to a black woman.
I mean, at least you give that person an option, and there are some people that'll be like, you know what? Tell her thanks for the help.
Oh, really?
I mean, I've had friends like that.
That'll tell them, go ahead?
Yes, go ahead.
Ron White, great comedian, had a whole shtick about how his wife decided to withhold sex to try to teach him a lesson. And he just said, look, you can if you want, but I'm just going to go screw somebody else. I've seen me do it.
That's, I mean, really. But at that point, you've told the person that. You know what I'm saying? You're not going behind their back. You're not sneaking.
Well, in my case, you know, when I was, that's what started to happen.
But did you say that to her? Did you say, hey, wifey?
I said that we're not having enough sex on enough occasions yet. And she knows my temperament. She knows who she married. I'm needed. I gotta have it. I mean, and we used to have it anywhere, anytime, drop of a hat. And now it's like, nah, not tonight. Nah, I'm mad at you.
Well, you didn't say, I need it and I'm going to get it and if you don't give it to me. I mean, because you can come to that agreement like, you know, whether you mad or not, you don't withhold.
That's what I was told.
Yeah.
That's what I was, you know, how they said that you should have and go back to roles. Your roles should never change. You know, things should never change in a marriage. You should.
Things change all the time. Things that don't change die.
Yeah. Certain things are the same.
No.
If you speak at Rose relationship, in most cases, the husband, you know, he takes care of the major bills.
What years are we talking about?
When?
Current or past?
Really, that doesn't happen?
Where are they at?
That don't happen? That's not true?
I mean, it's different for different people. Different relationships have different dynamics because I've never been the one in a relationship where the husband does the major bills. It's always been 50-50.
I did mortgage. I did the insurance and car note. She did
lights, gas
bills. Right.
Maybe me and Zen will get married.
Hey, I mean, he said
he's a noted cheater.
Right.
I got a problem. I have an addiction, but wow. We'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I mean, that's how I was in my household. So
I mean, that wasn't the truth for me. So
okay. How about you?
Damn sure it wasn't for me. I said I had a gambler, so no, that wasn't the case.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Put a damper on my day.
I just thought that was the way that it, you know, is set up.
What's the roles? Because
we can get into that.
Dude, I'm with you. Like I was raised old school Italian family. No, that's what guys do.
Yeah, right.
And if not, you're not being a guy.
Right. You got because even when she start not to cut you off, making more money, my role ain't changed. I just had to work more jobs. I mean, when she came up with the great idea to move to West Bloomfield, and this is gonna be great.
It was.
It was not. It was great for her. It was great for her. But I mean, I just had to work two jobs, whatever, to keep up my end of the bargain, was to make sure that the mortgage was paid every month.
So with my past situation, no, that wouldn't have been the case. With the new or whatever it is, if I chose to go that route, I wouldn't have anything to pay. That I do know. So
he would take care of all the bills.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So what's stopping you from going that route?
Hoism?
Hoism? Oh, you can't get through the hoism.
Uh-uh.
So again,
I keep my own space. What I can't see, I guess it is what it is.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. You don't want to put up with that. That's the deal breaker. It's the hoism. But you got everything paid.
Stress. Everything is paid. Fine.
Less stress.
Is it less stress to have everything paid or just to know he's at home? Which one causes the most stress?
That's why I keep my own damn place.
Okay. All right. So we going into defining.
Yeah, please. I want to hear about this.
It still go.
I'm uneducated on this.
So I mean, what roles do the women have?
So are we talking about like the
current
60s, you know what I'm saying,
times.
Where women are cooking and they're at home cleaning? Because that's not my reality either.
But there's
you
no
know
limitations
I cook
right
once
now.
A week, that's it.
Once a week?
Once a week. That's
well,
it.
You on the go a whole bunch, so they can do that.
Do you still provide the meal, whether you're cooking
like,
or not?
To go and get it, make sure that he's eating, that type of thing.
So does he have to come home and cook? Is that the role that he does?
Yes!
So in this past one, yeah, he cooked.
He worked just like
I
she
would need
was.
Some help, Dave.
I work. I work 12 hours a day.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I said, I mean, I get what they're saying. It's situational. I mean, I guess if I was hanging at home all day, sure, I'll cook.
Yeah,
why
for
not?
Sure.
But, you know, like we were, you know, but no, like if I, hi, yeah, out here trying to build an empire and opening studios and building shit out and working 12, 14, 16 hour days.
Right.
No, I'm not really worried about cooking. I'm just, I'm not.
Right.
No.
And you'll eat something on the way or
yeah.
on the fly.
Find
right.
It.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I would love to hear this role thing. What are women roles? I know what the traditional ones are, but
I'm with the traditional.
Zen is with traditional. He's talking about cook, clean,
for sure.
So she doesn't have to work.
I was like, if you're going to play the I Love Lucy card.
Right.
Exactly.
Again,
then you better have some
explaining
to do.
Not necessarily that. It's just that the man is expected to do more. I'm expected to do more, so there's certain things. I'm not going to ask you to cut the grass, take out the trash, shovel the snow. That's my role. When it snows, I got to get out and shovel it. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to shovel the snow. I'm going to get the snow off your car. You know, that's my role.
So I don't know if it's a role. It's something that I appreciate, though, because my husband used to do that. And then when he stopped, I noticed.
Yeah, for sure.
You know
sure.
what I'm saying? I was like,
for sure.
And you can clean your car off.
Right.
And when I go out there, I have to clean my car off. I mean, it takes an extra 3 minutes. So I don't know if that's a role, but I definitely appreciate some of the stuff, like taking out trash, cutting grass, all right. that you just mentioned.
Those are traditional roles. Something breaks in the house, the man is expected to fix it.
What if he's not a
fixer? I was the fixer.
Then he has to pay for
it to get done.
Okay. Right. Or get it done.
Gotcha.
Then no.
Because I wasn't the fixer. I'm not that guy. That's not me.
I'm the fixer. And I don't mind splitting. Okay, let's cut grass together. Let's shovel snow. Hey, it can be fun.
I don't want you cutting grass.
So while you
I don't want you cutting my grass.
I might be getting, you know, the clippings or whatever.
Right.
I mean, that's cool.
Let's split the yard.
I don't need you cutting grass. I don't want to come home. I don't want nobody else to ride past my house and see my wife cut my grass.
I got it.
I'm just saying.
Zen is not so bad.
Right. Overall, I'm a great guy. Overall, I really am. Great guy. But, yeah, it's turning roles. And, yes, I do, you know, want you to cook. I don't want to cook.
So your wife cooked every day?
No.
Oh.
That's why we divorced.
Okay.
No,
so
are we talking about cooking? So cooking is hers. Grilling
so
is
you
yours?
Had no food and no sex?
Man.
Is that
happening?
Oh, right. It's an angry household.
We can see why this is going
right.
on.
Exactly. That's why I went up.
Wow. But did
I was
you
still
ever
paying
tell
burgers.
Her that?
I mean, in arguing.
No, not in arguing. No. Like, let's sit down, have a conversation.
Yes. Yeah,
these are the things that I expect.
You know my wife? Okay, so.
But according to her, she'll probably say he never said it.
Yeah.
He never said these things to me. So.
We had a real problem communicating. That was also one of the issues.
Yeah, so I'm a great communicator. People know what my expectations are. So when you don't meet them, you'll know that, okay, this is what she said.
Okay.
This is what she said. So.
And that's good. And that helps, you know. But in a lot of cases, that's not the case. People are not, or at least I can speak for myself. We were not communicating where we could talk without escalating to the point of us, you know.
Gotcha.
And that was a big problem.
But that comes with age and time, too.
I don't know about that
because
I was with her for a long time. And I think if I was with her today, it'd be this exact
So how long have you all been separated?
I guess about 6 years now.
Right. So if you talk to Miss Braswell now, she's going to be a total different Miss Braswell than you.
So in the last 6 years, we probably had in total about 10 conversations.
But those were concerning what?
And I see my kids. Yeah, right.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
So that is because we cannot communicate.
Mm. Okay.
And in those 10 conversations, about 5 of them ended with arguments. So, no, we don't. Yeah, so what I'm saying.
So let me get back to what you said. You said the number one reason men cheat is, not enough sex. What are other reasons? Since I have a male here.
Okay, sure.
I'd love to know.
So men, attention. again, it goes back to the whole conquer thing. We're a very simple creature. So if somebody pays me attention, I mentioned this to y'all before. When I was wearing my wedding ring and married, I got attention from that. Sorry, getting a little excited. Slap the microphone.
So you saying that women noticed you more when you had on a wedding ring.
And women understand what they want from a man who is married.
What they want? Money?
Yep. Or they want somebody they don't have to...
How do you do that?
Cook and clean
I have a... There's a female friend that I have that she will only date married men.
I got it for time, but how do you request money? And they still live because you taking money out the household.
Okay, that ain't your problem. That's not her problem. That's what she'll tell you. Because to be involved with me, you have to do
X, Y, Z.
Right, yeah. Which means that's stressful for you. Who does that?
If you're not getting that at home, and this person for whatever reason,
so you're not getting the attention at home.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Okay. So you paying for it. So how are you able to
it's
to juggle that?
That's just a trick.
I'm at the bar.
Isn't that like what the entire strip club industry is built on?
That's for real. That's just tricking.
So you just have to do more. You know, as a man, I got to find
You got to get a second job.
Yeah, for sure.
Support your pussy habit.
Wow.
For sure.
Interesting.
I used to work for a person. I'm not going to say his name.
Please.
And he would brag about what his pussy bill was.
Was it black?
This man was married. He was married. It still is married. So it's not black.
Right.
He would have conversations with me and the rest of his staff like, you know, I got to pay $4,000 for the stuff she need. My pussy bill getting higher. He was happy with this lifestyle, so I'm saying it happens.
I mean, it exists.
Every
I mean, it would definitely exist.
So he was just a sugar daddy at that point.
Yeah,
exactly.
Pretty
that's
much.
That's what he was.
And that's been since the beginning of time.
Since the beginning of time.
Yeah, so.
So, I mean, that's part of it.
So, in that case, though, it's not that he didn't have the attention at home, because he could full well have all the attention at home. It's just that this is what I like.
That was his thrill.
I need variety. I need, that thrill.
He didn't smoke.
He didn't drink. Yeah, well, that was his vice.
His vice was outside relationships.
Yeah.
Or his P-bill, as he would say.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, again.
So I'm not doing that.
You're not doing that?
No. Yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
So what would make a woman cheat? And y'all are the perfect people to ask because y'all have it. So what would make you, what would drive you to be in a relationship and cheat?
I haven't been there yet.
She doesn't cheat.
Right. I haven't been there yet. I don't know.
Y'all just told me.
I haven't met that magical man. Not when I'm in a committed relationship. I haven't.
Mm. I mean, you just told me I was a cheater, so.
So as it turns out.
Right. After further review.
Ty will accept the gifts.
After further review.
Like,
see, I mean.
I just talked to you.
I did. Not my fault. I don't know. What's good for you is good for me. Except for I'm not being sexual. I can't go there. It's only one at a time. Too much juggling.
Okay,
I don't have that.
Okay,
but I guess Sharonda said the emotional connection or being able to talk, the attention. Right now, you floating, you out of town, you doing your gayism type situation. Listen, men don't go on 5-6 trips together. And if you're not swinging from somebody, something. I mean, I'm just saying. That's how I feel right now. Anyways,
they swinging from somebody, something. But you
they
think
swinging from somebody. No, but that seems very.
That seems gay to you.
How many boys trips you take a year?
Maybe. 1 or 2.
I was just told yesterday you don't bring sand to the beach. I got it. Your sand is already there. Plenty different colors of seashells going around. Got it. However,
you were
don't
told that yesterday?
Need. Yeah. You don't need.
It's a black moment here, but
you don't need 5-6 trips. 1-2 guy trips a year, got it. But 5-6, that's suspect to me.
They're
maybe I know better, but
I'm right there at skeptical. Davis skeptical.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I understand you got plenty of seashells there, but 5-6 guys don't trip together constantly.
They're cheating.
Together, as a group, right?
Group?
You're saying as a group,
sure.
They just out there.
It's a cult.
Maybe.
But I don't so know. No, with the attention you're giving
I'm
to your boys,
agreeing with her though, there's a little skepticism.
You need to roll some of that attention.
Gay
skeptic?
Y'all think they're gay?
No. I mean, I've said that. Like, dude, I've never seen.
I've asked
this.
I mean, it could be. It could be.
I know the person, and they are truly against. But it scratch your head. It's too shaky.
I've heard the term prison gay. Maybe they're vacation
right,
gay.
Exactly.
It's a gaycation.
Trip gay.
I don't know. I mean, I just feel some type of way.
Speaks words.
Right.
Always. It's you learn right. a new word yes. each time.
Right.
But aside from that. It's the attention. If you have that much time to put in towards your boys and having fun like you 13, 16, even teens, when they get a girl or the 17,
they
18,
stray away
they stray from their boys.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, hey, dog, holla at me when, I got some free time. I'm going to meet up with my boys.
For sure.
I'm with her. So for a grown man to be like, hey, I'm with my fellas or I just need me time. Come on now. So no, when you can't give the time, I'll get what I need from them. I know how to holler at you. You're the random piece. Then I'll just come to what I know, and then you go your way, I go mine.
So you Yay. Just hold this guy over here.
That's what men do. You know that. You said that.
Even the car
even
comes
the car
with a spare.
Comes with a spare. Yeah, that's what
sure.
you told
so,
me.
So, again, what's good for the gander is good for the geese.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that makes sense. Things
Except
are
for
different.
Y'all are sexual. So when you get to that point, deuces. I'm good.
So when you get to the point where you're tired of the number one, and
I'm not
become
going on,
sexual.
I'm not
two.
Sexual with the spare. The spare is just what filling in that void for that other person.
Oh, so but he never gets no sex?
No.
He ain't gonna be number two for long. He ain't gonna be number two for long.
He don't get nothing out of this.
No. I mean, you get conversation companionship.
He don't get nothing out of this conversation.
He gets to vent and let things off his chest and talk about the whole wide world. Great conversation. Hang out.
That's what a bartender's for.
I know that's right.
It is.
No, that's right.
But I'm the better bartender. My drinks are straight, not diluted.
Watered down, really?
Exactly.
Really? Oh. All right, so as we wrap up, we didn't really get a chance to define the roles, no. So that may be something we could
come back to,
mm-hmm. circle back to.
This is no role defining.
Well,
not
is that it?
Time.
Is that it? It's not.
No. I mean, I've seen so many households with the women doing what men are traditionally supposed to do. Mm. You know, you got this whole daddy at home dads now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Different.
Or you got single dads. You
single
have more
dads.
Active dads
yeah.
than you do women now. Roles have changed. You got mothers who have peaced out, and you only have the dad. Where before, at times, you had more moms, single moms, and no dads. So.
Mm-hmm.
Roles have totally reversed. It's out there. There's
have.
No roles.
Okay, so there are no roles.
No.
That's the
I
definition.
I don't think
there
is no roles in this day and time.
Mm. Do you take out your trash?
I do.
See, I take out my trash.
And you do everything. You
do
lay,
everything.
Drywall, yeah.
I lay drywall. I lay drywall. Pull up carpet and sand floors.
I need
right.
drywall.
Right.
right.
For sure. Well, okay, that's it. There are no roles. We defined that
okay.
in 2019, there are no longer any roles in relationship. Everybody gets in where
they
fit
in.
In.
I
really.
Agree with that.
Wow. And men cheat because we are simple
dogs,
right? If we got to this point.
So
and conquerors.
Do you think that there are any men that don't cheat?
I do.
No.
I do
so
believe
Ty
that.
So Ty doesn't think so. Ty think all men cheat.
No, I do believe a man can get to a point where he won't cheat. Because I have been in relationships.
You have to get to that point, though.
I have been in relationships where I didn't cheat because I was happy in the relationship.
And what
would
happened?
That point be in a grave?
Or very close to it.
Now, I do believe that the older that men get, you know, they're like, okay, let me settle down. I've done this. I've done that. But at that point, who wants you? I mean, really.
At the prime time of things, you know.
Yeah.
It's not happening. So I don't believe so.
No, men can't be in a relationship where they don't cheat.
I was just talking to this guy who said he was married for 27 years.
Okay.
And he never cheated on his wife.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And until she died.
Until she died. That's where he started cheating?
I mean, he ain't cheating on her no more.
Right.
She's dead.
Right,
so.
Right. He, for 27 years,
27
he never cheated
years.
On her. So I would disagree.
You would think he's lying.
I would think he was lying. But that's possible.
Okay.
I mean, I do have friends who are very loyal. Like I told you, I got one friend who's been with his wife since 10th grade.
Same situation.
Yeah. I think you need that as a guest to say what gets you to stay with your person.
Yeah, that,
or what
I could definitely get.
Oh, now that's a good one.
And they're still together. And he's seen his wife go through. She had a brain tumor. And, I mean, she.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
Yeah, and he stuck right in. Yeah. And she's 100% better now. Mm-hmm. You know
that's
what I mean?
Awesome.
Yeah, so, but I'm just saying. So I look at them. I tried to look at them as the example for when I was married.
Right. You said if your wife had a brain tumor, you would stick
I'm not going to say that at all. I'm not saying that.
Out the door.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah. You got a couple experts you can bring in for these two topics.
And was in a wheelchair. I thought about. No, I'm just saying. All right, we're going to wrap this up. It's been a great show.
It's just an ankle.
He said ankle.
This has been a great show. Thanks for watching, the three people that consistently watch.
Jeez.
And see you next week. Peace.
All right. Bye.
Peace.